say one of the bigger services is somebody that's indentures already, and they're kind of flopping around on them, and they're trying to glue them in, and it's just not working anymore because the bone has shrunk away over time. We're able to put dental implants in to help secure their dentures, and then they can eat, you know, with confidence again, and not worry that their denture is going to end up in their bread roll.
And, you know, my dad, and he had terrible teeth. And ultimately, mm-hmm. I think he lost them all. And one thing that he always said is, man, whatever you do, keep a few of your teeth, no matter what, so you can anchor to them. And it sounds like that's kind of what this does.
Exactly. So he's kind of referring to, yeah, leave a few teeth in there so at least you can get a what's called a partial denture that can still attach to the remaining teeth. Because and where we see the biggest problem is on the lower denture where, you know, there's a tongue sitting there on the floor of the mouth that, you know, you're not able to get the same kind of fit as an upper denture, where the upper denture, if you think about it, it's almost like a big suction cup up there. You got the whole roof of your mouth that we can, you know, put this plate up there. On the lower, though, since the tongue is there, there's really nothing to hold it in place other than your lip and your tongue kind of helping balance it in place. So now we're able to secure it down with the implants if you don't have any remaining teeth.
Now, what about just those situations where, you know, and I'll admit it, when I was younger, if I ran into tooth problems and I didn't have dental insurance and it was a matter of, okay, you know, you're going to get it extracted and that's going to cost you, you know, $100, $75. Or if you get a bridge or something else, you know, it's going to be in several hundreds at that time. And of course, if there was dental money to be spent, it went into my kids' braces, it went into my kids. Well, here I am now, and I have a number of open spaces where at a time when I probably should have had a root canal and a bridge and I couldn't afford it, I just have empty space.
Right.
Are there a lot of people like that?
There certainly are, and the philosophy has definitely changed. I mean, back in the day when you would have periodontal disease, it was more of, you know, they treated it by just extracting teeth, or a root canal, you know, is now a way to save teeth. And maybe previously it's like the root canal success was like a 50-50 chance, and it was like, well, most people were just extracting those teeth. But now with the advent of, root canal therapy to be able to save teeth and, you know, to be able to treat periodontal disease, we're not just taking teeth out now. We're trying to save them at all costs. And the other thing is, I mean, we're outliving our teeth. You know, back when the average lifespan was more in the, you know, late 60s and that, then, you know, we didn't have to buy too much time, you know. Now it's like, you know, we're living in our 90s and we want to be able to eat, you know, well. We don't want to stick to a mush diet. I mean, we want to eat the healthier foods. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, there was a study done in Canada on denture wearers, you know, that their diet is just so much less healthy. I mean, they did blood work on all these people because they're not able to eat the harder foods, which actually are the healthier foods.
Interesting. So, So you run into this situation and you have somebody with periodontal disease, or it's just a matter of, you know, one of mine is a root canal gone bad. It's like, okay, you know what, just rip it out. Just rip it out. But it was mainly, honestly, it was the money. Especially when we had three kids at home. Now, what do you do then? Here you've got a situation where someone is, you know, their teeth have had to be extracted somewhere or they fell out or whatever, and now you're dealing with an implant situation. What's the process for that?
So on a single tooth versus a whole mouth, it's a little bit different. But I'll start with the single tooth. Let's say, you know, you had a root canal, you had your crown, you've done everything you can to save that tooth, and yet it still went bad, or you had recurrent decay, and it just, there's nothing left of the tooth. Well, yeah, it has to be extracted at that point. So we take the tooth out. You end up, if you think about it, I mean, you've got these pretty big roots that are into the jawbone that were stimulating the bone there. As soon as you take that tooth out, you know, you're not stimulating that bone anymore, so you get what's called disuse atrophy of the bone, so the bone will actually shrink away over time if you're not using that bone. So one thing we do immediately when we take the tooth out is we bone graft it to help regenerate as much bone as possible while you're healing, and then we'll go back in with the dental implant once it's somewhat healed. Sometimes we can place the implant the same day, sometimes not. just depends if there's infection present and things like that. But we'll go back in and we'll place the implant, and now the bone's being stimulated. There's a reason for it to stay around. I mean, it's the only thing in dentistry we can do to preserve bone is put titanium into it, because you're going to be stressing the bone, using the bone, just like an astronaut going into the space. I mean, they have to come back to Earth and get rehabilitated because there's no gravity there, you know, so the bone density decreases over time. So same thing with the teeth. You know, if you're not using it, you start to lose the bone. So on a full arch or full amount of missing teeth, what we do, depending on what stage you're at, if you just had them extracted, I mean, there is some healing time, but we go in and we can place multiple implants, anywhere from 2, 3, 4, or even more implants to help secure either a denture or teeth that are fixated on these implants where they don't even come out. They're screwed on the implants and they are not removed, which to some people psychologically, they don't want their teeth to come out. But then there's the more economical option of having removable teeth. And, you know, we offer, you know, whatever, you know, works for somebody's budget or whatever they end up wanting to do.
And, and I always think of, and I know there's probably an unscientific thing, but I guess I've just always thought of bones and of teeth as being kind of like rocks, you know, that there it is. It's like a fossil. It's like a rock. But, in fact, they're living.
Yeah, I mean, they're like 99% inorganic, but it is, enamel is the hardest structure in the human body. So, I mean, it is like a rock. But inside the tooth, it gets a little bit softer, and then even in the deepest part of a tooth is what we call the pulp, which is like jello, and there's blood supply coming in, there's nerves coming in, and that's actually what's cleaned out when a root canal is done. So a lot of people think, well, I had a root canal done, I don't have any roots. And, you know, it's funny because I always joke and go, well, how's that tooth staying in there then? You know, because it would, if you didn't have roots, it would just fall right out. But it's the inside of the tooth that we're cleaning out in a root canal and cleaning out, you know, because the tooth can actually die off. And then you got all this dead debris kind of leaking out the into the roots and causing an abscess.
So you are doing this, and this is actually now you can have this implant surgery process done right here in Washington. I know you come out once a week or so to Washington.
I do.
And
yeah.
You do this specifically.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to join the Washington Smiles crew. And, I come out on Fridays, and that's when we do the implant surgeries.
You do implants and root canals?
Yeah.
That's your deal. Okay, I got to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
What do you give out on Halloween? These are dental questions. I asked Melissa the last time, you know, why British people have such awful teeth. You know, as a dentist, does that drive you crazy to see, like, really famous British people and they have horrible teeth and you think, you know, there is so many. Did you never floss? Did you never brush? My question to you is, what do you give out for Halloween candy at your house? Come on.
You're not going to like this answer, but, I mean, growing up,
do you give out toothbrushes? Because you'll be one of them.
What's that?
You give out toothbrushes?
No, I don't.
Good.
I actually give out, like, almost, I give out a lot of candy, actually.
Do you?
Like, probably too much. I mean, growing up, I loved candy. And I don't know if it was like, my dad was a dentist. So I don't know if it was like a way that I could go visit him at work or what. But I actually had a lot of cavities growing up. And I spent a lot of time in the dental chair, so I'm empathetic to those that have to go through it. And I've had a lot of procedures done on myself, so I know what it feels like. But, yeah, I love candy growing up, and I don't want to deprive the kids
today of
getting it. But they just got to brush their teeth, that's all.
That's exactly it. See, I used to, you know, you go knocking around. There were the people that gave out the popcorn balls, which is like, okay, what is this? Who made this? Or the people that would give out, like, a dime. They'll still give you a dime or something, you know, and you'd think, okay, why am I here? Or those peanut butter ones inside those black wrappers and those orange wrappers. And you're like, wow. So it's like the dentist house. Don't go to the dentist house, man. They're going to give out toothbrushes. But you give out candy. I respect that, Dr. Bowen.
Give a toothbrush with the candy.
You know what?
What you're trying to tell me? Or
no one would mind. No, no. I say the candy is important.
Yeah.
Candy is fundamental. And so are implants and root canals and all of these things are things that you could get done at the same place where you're seeing your dentist, getting your cleanings, the great team at Washington Smiles Dental. And I want to thank you so much, washmosmiles.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Bowen, for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. I see, I always like to stump the dentists. The next dentist that I interview is